This court case on DACA has raised many questions about the program's legality. To help sort this out is Muzaffar Shishti with the Migration Policy Institute in New York. Should the court have heard this case?
Well, I think almost everyone agreed today, which was, I think, quite interesting, is that the president has the authority to end the program. I think there was a lot of disagreement about whether he ended it lawfully and in an appropriate way. This is a large program affecting a large class of people, upending the lives of close to 800,000 DACA kids, and therefore it could not be done lightly.
So I noticed that one of the critiques that a lot of opponents of DACA have raised, and they say they have an issue with the program because it's unconstitutional, that it was set up by Barack Obama in 2012, allegedly with no input from the public. Is that a fair argument?
Well, that's exactly what led to the strange contradiction in the administration's position. Their first argument was, look, there's nothing to review. This is a policy, a decision by the administration. But then they proceeded to say that the reason we're ending it, because the program was illegal from the very beginning, because we disagreed with the legality of the program that the Obama administration put in place. That's a bit of a contradiction, because you say that this was because of a legal reason, but not a policy reason, that you are ending it, that makes it therefore reviewable.
Donald Trump tweeted that most people who are protected by DACA are not angels, but very tough, hardened criminals. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a complete reversal of the president's position on the DACA kids. In fact, a related point was raised today in the Supreme Court by Justice Sotomayor, who said, well, you know, the DACA people had come to rely on president's statements about them because he had said very complimentary things about DACA kids in the past, that there is no way we're going to remove from the country a large number of kids who are so who are educated, who are contributing to the society. So this is a complete reversal of that sentiment. And it seems like this is a post facto justification to end the program, which is what makes the explanations of the administration sort of kind of contradictory.
What if the court sides with the White House? What would happen if more than 700,000 people suddenly lost their DACA status?
So they would become deportable and they would lose their work authorization. It's been the view of many of us that the DACA has been a classic case where all three branches of the government have played ping pong with each other, that they have hoped that the other branch would bail them out.
Yeah, and it strikes me Congress would really have to address a broken immigration system, which they've been trying to pass comprehensive immigration reform for years, at least since George W. Bush was in office. Do you see DACA as part of a piecemeal approach that is in fact justifiable in the medium term until immigration reform happens?
That's a really good question. The interesting thing is that if the court decides to terminate DACA, then Congress will have to deal with it. That decision will come smack in the middle of a very polarized election campaign. But Congress may have no choice but to deal with it because of the equities of the Dreamers. And therefore, the question is that will something like DACA provide this rare opportunity to end the logjam that has characterized the immigration debate for the last 20 years?
Muzaffar Shishti with the Migration Policy Institute in New York. Thank you for your time and your thoughts.
Thank you so much for having me.